This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Of the work that our guys have done, I'm talking about everybody from our recruiting staff to our full-time staff members to all of our auxiliary personnel who we don't ever let them be forgotten, that they are very powerful in what they do, and it just takes a village to get it done. Our media group, led by Katie Lonergan, who has done a terrific job. I just want to say thank you to Katie for her and her staff, DJ, Trey, all those guys have done a phenomenal job for us, and just appreciate you. Appreciate you. I see Shanda Hayden in the back, who is one of our astute, she's our educational advisor for our guys. I just call her my athletic director. She basically tells me kind of what to do athletically, but good to have you back here with us, Shanda. Before we get started, I just wanted to say, a couple of shout-outs to some folks. We got a Jayhawk, Keith Lonecker Sr., who is going through some tough times right now. Just wanted to give Keith a shout-out. Just say, keep on fighting, man. It's going to be worth it. And we're all praying for you. And then there's going to be another one that we'll shout out to a little bit later, a little lady that we met in recruiting that is battling a really, really tough deal with her heart. But I know she's tough, and she's going to get through it. So that's good. Just before we get started, like I said, I want to thank our administration for giving us the resources that we need to be able to get all over the country. There were people that were very instrumental in getting us in a lot of places on one day. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank Jeff Long, Big Randy, Sean Lester for all he's done to support us, Dr. Zinger, everyone that is over there in that administration. Those guys have been phenomenal. And in order to win, you got to have people that have that vision, and they've done it. So I just want to say thank you to them for all they do. And then I want to say thanks to our staff. Our staff has done a terrific job. They are amongst the most talented in the country at what they do. And you don't get those guys without having committed administrators that understand the market, and they do. So let's just talk about these guys real quick. First of all, today I woke up and it felt like a game day. And that's what it should feel like when you culminate a class like this. We're done pretty much with that class now, and it feels like a win. And that's what it should feel like. So we're excited about that. Last year at this time when we sat down as a staff, the day after this day, we set out these goals that we wanted to accomplish. And they were very succinct and very, direct in terms of what we were looking for. We knew that we had to do a better job of creating true Big 12 depth. Not just depth, but Big 12 depth. And we got a lot closer last year, but with this class, we're certainly giving ourselves a lot more depth. We're being able to add 8 extra players now that we weren't able to add before because of the numbers. That's outstanding. We're making up some ground, which is good. We also said that we had to get more dynamic. We had to find some dynamic guys that were going to be playmakers that could do things off schedule that maybe are not things that are done on normal plays. And we feel like we have certainly addressed that in this staff or in this class. And I think you'll see it when you look at the video. And then finally, we wanted to make sure that we continue to create a Kansas identity. The only way you do that is by being committed to it. It started with the Kansas Blast 2 years ago. We're going to be doing it again this year and getting to know these coaches in this state. And they've been so supportive. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk specifically about how tremendous of coaches we have in this state. They're building a tremendous association. I was there to speak last week in Wichita. These Kansas coaches have been great. And I think the thing that they're seeing is that we're going to be there. We're going to be there every year. We're going to be consistent, and this is who we are, and you're going to get to know who we are. And when you send your guys to us, you know what you're dealing with. So that's been great. And in order to create that Kansas identity, you got to find a way to get good Big 12-level Kansas players. And we've been able to do that in this class. One of the things that we did in this class that we haven't done, we said we had to do, is we had to get one marquee guy in the state, and then we'll get two, and then we'll get three. But we had to get one. And we did that, and that's something we are extremely proud of, and I can't wait to tell you about this young man because he's going to be a talented guy. We're really excited about this whole group that we're going to talk to you about today. There's going to be 27 guys in there, and we're going to honor all 27 of those guys in the same way. Doesn't matter how they got here. Doesn't matter. Listen, I don't talk about we have a policy where we don't talk about aid. You guys know that. But I think the important thing is that, man, they're Jayhawks and that they're going to help us. And I think when you watch these videos, you're going to see that, man, some talented dudes from top to bottom. And all that matters is that they're Jayhawks now. And they're going to help us win as we move forward. The other thing I wanted to touch base on is just, if you look at our class as a whole and you really start adding in the junior college guys that are already here, and then you look at the people we're adding today, and then you look at the guys that have already been here for a year, the guys like Mike Lee, Akeem Adeniji, Denzel Evans, Malik Clark, Drew Prox, Daylon Charlotte, Charles Baldwin, those guys have already been here a year. They're in this class, which is great. And, man, it's a reason why we're excited, because there's something to that, having them here for a year and us already knowing them, them knowing us, and they're still here. You want them to still be here if they're in the class. So that's a good deal. Excited about those guys moving forward. Just one more time, I want to take my hat off to Kenny Perry. This guy does a terrific job. A lot of you guys know this guy. Man, this dude, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep him, but I'll tell you this, he's stinking good at what he does. He deserves a lot of credit, along with the rest of those coaches, because they bust their tails. They do a good job. You know, just one last thing, you know, with all of our fans tuned in right now, is that, man, I can't thank you enough. What a great fan base. I mean, our season ticket sales are taking off. Just a reminder that today's the last day of loyalty pricing. Let's take advantage of it. See if we can go close out another 10,000 a day. That'd be good, because you guys are the – y'all are the secret to making sure that we continue to build great teams here. So just wanted to remind you of that. Now, there's a lot of guys here, so I'm going to take off. And I want to make sure that I do them justice, but there's a lot of them, so I'm going to be fairly quick, and we'll answer some questions after we're done here. Jeff Love, who's our video editor, does a terrific job for us. He's going to help me with that. We'll get it going. Jeff, is the remote over here? Oh, you got it? Okay. All right. Can I speak, Katie, if I walk around? Or I'll just talk loud. Can y'all hear me? I'm sure you can, right? I'm used to yelling here anyway. Okay. Let's talk about this class real quick. We addressed a lot of different needs here. Obviously, you know, you've got to address needs when you lose guys, obviously, so you're going to look at that. And then you got to start looking at where you got to be dynamic. Where are you not good enough? So those are all things that go into it. When we're looking at how we're going to build that class, there's a lot of different things that go into it, not the least of which is the men, who they are, because that's going to be important to us, okay? So with that being said, let's kind of take off. All right, first guy in the class, we're going to go alphabetically. This kid's name is Earl Bostic, all right? Earl, obviously, is not from right in this locale. He's from South Carolina, Barnwell High School. Coach Garrick out there, who's the guy that turned us on to it. This dude is a gigantic dude now, all right? He's sitting right here in the middle. Does a lot of different things on tape. He was actually the MVP of the All-Star game in the game that he played there in that state. Kid can run. He's long. He's big. We feel like this guy can do a lot of things, from playing on the defensive line for us to possibly being a guy that could be a major offensive tackle down the road, that might be one of those guys that could be possibly playing on that Sunday. So really excited about this kid. His mom, terrific lady, man, Miss Evelyn. We spent some time with her this weekend. Man, just a great family. Really enjoyed having these guys here this last weekend. Terrific player. Guy can really run. I mean, and when you watch this tape right here, this kid's 270 pounds, and he's outrunning these DBs and getting to the end zone, which is pretty impressive. He's already 270 pounds. So those are some things that we look for, obviously. We're looking for lengthy guys that we can put weight on that can actually move their feet already. All right? All right, next guy is a local guy. Local guy right here out of Lawrence High School, man. Played for Coach Wed right around the corner. Man, Cole Brungart. Man, see this kid around a lot. He's friends with my daughter, so I know who he is. Terrific leg. Gibbs got a really, really strong, strong leg. Kicked right down the street from us. Got to see him play a couple of times over the last couple of years. Very strong leg. The guy can knock it out of the end zone. He's really a weapon because of what he can do from a touchback standpoint. Once again, local guy, and really excited about adding one of Coach Wed's guys to our team. We've been working on trying to continue to do that, and we think those guys are quality guys. Another local guy that we think can really help us in the future here. The other thing I love about these kids over here at Lawrence High and at Free State is, you know, they're going to be tough. And that's something that's a minimum expectation. All right, next kid. We got a D lineman named Sam Burt. All right, Sam Burt comes to us from Abilene High School in Kansas. Coach Simpson out there, he turned us on to him. This kid can do a lot of things. You know, he wears number 75 playing on the D line, but that tells you he can flip over and play O-line too when he's playing in that small school area. But the guy does a terrific job of creating production. He does a nice job of trying to find the football and getting guys down. We think he can do things on both sides of the ball. We think his body gives him some ability to do a lot of different things, which gives us some flexibility with him. We have had a few guys in the past that he reminds us of. We've played with guys like this before and won a bunch of games. So really excited about him. We know what kind of work ethic he has. Excited about adding him. This next kid, man, this dude, y'all are going to love getting to know this guy because he's a character. Antonio Cole out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. Antonio went to Highland Junior College. He's bounced around a little bit. But, man, terrific kid, terrific kid. And one of the things that really stuck out to me when I was watching this tape is this kid's ball skills from a defensive back standpoint. He's always around the ball. He's got a good nose for it. He's got great burst after he catches it. He's got some natural ball skills and some natural skills with running with the ball after he catches it. But he does a terrific job in covering. He can open his hips really well. That right there is an extremely good example of a guy that's flexible enough to open those hips and make a terrific play when it's needed. He does a terrific job of understanding what they're doing defensively. If you talk to their coaches, visit with those guys just a little bit about what he knows. Coach Berger, Coach Arnold up there, those guys just rave about this guy's football IQ, which is something that we look forward to. Guy makes a lot of plays. This is against the national champions there in Garden City. And you can see him close, and that closing speed is very valuable in this league because you've got to be able to do that. Guys are not going to stay open, and we need to find guys that won't let them stay open. All right, this next guy, I think the picture just speaks for itself right here. Some of you guys know this old boy, Jay Dineen. I watched him play basketball last night. My daughter was cheering. I think they upset Olathe Northwest, who was number one in the state last night. It was a terrific game, double overtime game. And this kid played his rear end off. It was great to see him last night. But my daughter cheers there, so it was fine for me to be there, just on the record, so you know that, all right? No, this kid obviously is a legacy. You know, his brother plays for us, but this kid right here, there's a long line of Dineens, as a lot of you guys know, and he's just the next in the process. You know, Joe and Jody are terrific parents, man, and I'm going to urge them to continue having children because they keep producing KU football players for us, and this one is no different. This kid, I love this kid, man. What a great, great energy guy and a dude that can really play now. I mean, he will knock you out. Now, the problem with this is that's not him. We're going to have to get these fixed because that I can't speak about that kid. Y'all might know who that is, but that's not him. I might have to show you some different highlights. That's 33. We'll show you. Okay, here he is right here. All right, playing some linebacker. That dude is physical now. He will knock you out. That's one thing he will do. He'll knock himself out every now and then. But, man, physical guy is a lot faster than he looks. Go look at him on a basketball court, and I'm not sure that you would think that you would be getting the production he gets out of himself at that basketball. But I love this kid. What a great energy he brings. Great teammate. You know, just a lot of people in this town that know this kid, and we're excited to be adding that Free State guy. Coach Lisher, terrific friend of our program. Added one last year. We're going to continue to add guys from that school. They do a terrific job over there, man. I think those guys went to the semifinals, if I'm not mistaken, before getting beat by Derby. Okay, next one. Big Joey Gilbertson out of Wichita Northwest. Coach Martin leading the charge with the Coaches Association, bringing it back. This is a big dude now, big wrestling guy, very strong. As you watch him roll his hips and you watch him strike low to high, I think one of the things that stands out to me is his wrestling prowess. Get this thing to go. He does a nice job of really, really striking on the rise and rolling his hips when he puts his hands into people. And he's kind of a nasty guy, man. He'll get his hands moving a little bit. And that's one thing we like to see with our offensive linemen is seen to do. They have a nasty streak, and will they finish plays with their hands? It's a good look at Joey right there. He's a nice, big kid. More of a guard type, but I think the kid's athletic enough to play inside at center. He can snap for us. He can do a lot of different things, and he's very, very strong. Love his wrestling background. Next guy, this kid's name is Quan Hampton, and Quan comes to us out of Texarkana High School. Barry Norton is his coach, good friend of mine for a long, long time.
one of the most explosive guys that we have seen down there. And we found out about Quan from all of the opposing coaches around the area. That's how you know you found a dude, is when everywhere you go, guys tell you, hey, have you seen that Quan Hampton kid over at Texarkana? And I'm talking about every place we go. I'm talking about Sulphur Springs. I'm talking about Longview. I'm talking about every one of those places we go to. They're saying, man, what is going on with people? Run that back real quick. Just watch the quickness and suddenness of this guy off the ball. Nice quickness. You know, Coach Meacham is extremely excited. They got the Turpin kid at TCU. We think this guy reminds us a lot of him. But this guy's got a little bit more weight on him than that kid does. And he can flat run. His dad goes by Toto. He is definitely a legend in our city now. Man, love his family. They are great. Coach Norton, I know those guys are going to be tough, man. All right, this next kid. Okay, this kid, Liam Jones. Man, I am really excited about having Liam here. He's been committed to us for a long time. One of the things that's really gratifying for me is I started my college career at Rice with his head coach. Todd Dilbeck is a dear friend of mine, and it's always gratifying when you can add a player from one of your buddies' places, and he's a head coach here at Choctaw. This guy is a very, very pivotal guy in this class for us. Losing the kicker that we lost, being able to fill those shoes with a guy that we think can do it right away. We always say that kickers, deep snappers should be the best value for a scholarship because they should be four-year starters. If not, then you got the wrong guy. So I guess the time will tell, but this guy, as you can tell, the leg speed this guy generates is ridiculous. He can hit it now, and I love his accuracy. He's won a number of competitions. Liam Jones is a stud, and I'm just excited about him being here. I love the way that he gets his leg extended. There's not a lot of kickers that are doing that anymore. I really like this kid. Really happy to have Coach Dilbeck's guy here. All right, next kid. This kid is out of Pratt High School, another Kansas boy. Very talented guy, Hunter Kaufman. When you turn on this tape, I'm not sure I was prepared for what I was going to see. The production that I saw, I want to say the first 15 or 20 plays, he was house calling it. And he does a terrific job of using his vision and being able to get his speed going very quickly. He gets that speed up high fast, and he's hard to catch. We think he's got good speed. We think he's got really good ball skills. He's a little sneaky bigger than what you think he is. And his lateral ability to move is something that, I mean, I'm really impressed with. Making that cut right there is not very easy. And for him to be able to get his shoulders back square and get vertical and find the end zone is something that we really like. We think we can put the weight on this kid, but he's got some knack to him now. He's a good route runner. We really are excited about Hunter joining our class. All right, Moses Marshall. Another area that we really put a lot of emphasis in was trying to really help us try to replace Zuni. Because Zuni was a really big part of what we did this year. That H-back move guy is really big for us. So we put a lot of time into finding some key dudes that we think can fill the holes here. We really like this guy now, all right? Moses is a guy that comes to us from Erie Community College. This guy can play now. I mean, he is exactly what we were looking for, all right? Big enough to play that tight end spot, but can line up in the backfield fast enough to be able to get out of the backfield and run more than just flat routes. He can run corner routes. He can run verticals. You're going to see him going vertical a lot here. He has really good ball skills and a really nice size kid, 6'3", 230-pound guy, and has already played with his hand down attached. We can put him in the backfield and move him. We've watched him split zone and just saw the knees off of defensive ends. Guys will do it or they won't, and he'll do it. That's what we like about this guy. He's got a relentless effort. He blocks kicks here. He plays on all the special teams. This guy is going to be a guy that I'm really looking forward to coming here. I think he can really help us. Really excited about him, man. All right, this next dude was a late addition today, and it's Octavius Matthews. All right, Octavius Matthews, I don't know that a lot of people knew a whole lot about this guy until today, and that's because we had to battle all the way until today to get him. I would consider this one of the biggest victories that we've had in this class because we had to battle some big-time places to get him all the way to the end. Very good-looking dude now. All right, played with Peyton Bender at Itawamba Community College. And terrific mama, Miss Christie. We talked to her today. She's in the hospital. She needs a heart transplant. Man, she's a sweet, sweet lady, but she is tough, boy. And she'll put a knot on his head if he doesn't listen. And, man, she's just a sweetheart. I wanted to give her a shout-out. She's in the hospital right now waiting a heart transplant. But, man, you're talking about a terrific kid. And, man, a guy that obviously the schools we were competing against, we weren't the only ones that thought that. But we took him because of what we thought, not what they thought. We like what he can do. You're going to see him lined up in the backfield a lot, but this guy's more of a utility guy. This guy can line up in the slot. He can line up in a two-back set and motion out into the slot. This guy's got terrific ball skills. He catches the ball well out of the backfield or lined up at receiver. We can do a lot of things with this guy that is not easy to do with a lot of dudes. He'll get lined up in the backfield a lot here, but he also lines up a lot out wide. He's got that top-end speed that you're looking for. He's got that playmaking ability. And he has some familiarity with the guy that played quarterback with him this year that might be able to pay dividends for him. He's a long guy, so he's a great target. One of the things that we really like about this guy is we could line him up in the backfield, but we could also be in a two-back set and still be in four wides to the defense because he is a guy that can line up out there in a wide-out spot on more than just some occasions. We think he can do a lot for us. He's obviously got good lateral cut vision. He's got great vision, and he's got, you know, some speed to burn, which is something I really like about this kid. Terrific guy. Not only is he a good player, but a terrific kid. Very well-spoken guy. You know, comes from Alabama. Just a terrific family we met down there. His sister, we almost recruited her because she looks just like him, and she is jacked. And she is a good-looking athlete. When we pulled into the driveway, she was standing there like this, and I wasn't sure if me and Coach Perry were going to get in there or not. We had to pass her. But, man, just a terrific family, and just want to give a shout-out to Miss Christie because she's a stud in that family, no doubt about it. All right, next one, right down the street, local boy, Gene Weir. Got to give him the credit on this. One of his old coaches working down there at Lansing High School. Coach McCall helped us out with this guy. Terrific player, man. This guy's a big, strong, another H-back move guy that we needed to be able to find some depth there. He can carry the football. Had a lot of production down there at Lansing this year. But a long, good-looking, hard-nosed dude. We really like this guy. Has been here a number of different times. We like his demeanor. He's pretty tough. He will run over you. He'll run through you. He'll run around you. I'm pretty sure he will stick his face in a fan if you ask him to. I love this guy. It's the type of guy that you want to come play for you. I'm really excited about this guy becoming a Jayhawk. He does a lot of things on tape that we think are going to help make us a lot better. Special teams-wise, my eyes light up with a guy like that. All right? All right, next guy, right out of Wichita, another Kansas guy. Goes along with that Kansas identity, Cooper Root. Cooper Root was the MVP of the Rivals Midwestern Region competition here last year. All right? This guy is another long, good-looking guy. Could play tight end H-back, but also is a really, really dynamic linebacker that we like. This kid comes from Collegiate High School. Coach Gear, dear friend of ours, has been good to this program for a number of years. This guy has done a really nice job for them over the last 3 years playing for them. He's big enough to play the mic, but we think he's also fast enough to line up out there at the SAM and match up with tight ends and things like that as well. He'll hit you. He'll come downhill and do the things that you need him to do, and he's got plenty of size to do it. He starts on the basketball team that I think is undefeated. I'm not sure what they did last night, but terrific player. Terrific player. Got a great mom and dad. I think the mom told me that's where all the athletic ability came from, was Miss Root, if I'm not mistaken. I think she was a big-time track star. But, no, great family. Really, really good family. All right, next guy, Sam Schroeder. He's out of Trinity Academy in Kansas. Coach McDaniel, man, been great for us. This is another one of those guys that's kind of that H-back move dude. Reminds us a little bit of McQuillan, but does a lot of that hard-nosed dirty work stuff that you're going to need, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but also in special teams. We had to help ourselves in that hidden third of the game. Joe ran out of people last year. I mean, we were using, you know, basically starters on a lot of things at the end of the year because we didn't have enough dudes. So being able to find guys like this was extremely important. This guy's a talented guy now. We are very, very fortunate to have him here. He's tough. He's mean. He reminds me a lot of like the Holden Tharp kid, but he's bigger. I mean, he's very dynamic. He does remind me a lot of Holden Tharp, who we had here before, who I thought was a really good player for us. You know, Banks Flubman, some of those guys, that's who that guy reminds me of, and we got a lot of production out of those guys. All right, this guy, freeze it for a second. This dude right here for us is that we think this is a pillar in our program, because we said we had to get one before we could get two, and this kid is really the highest ranked kid we've gotten to stay at home in Kansas since we've been here. And man, I got to take my hat off to him. His mom, Deb, who is absolutely one of the sweetest ladies ever. She might have the best hair in Kansas. I think she won that award. And now you know where he got his good hair at. But just a sweet, sweet family. But this is a big monster now. This guy's going to be a big dude. No telling how big. I could see this guy getting to be 230 pounds. He reminds me of Mike Evans's build when I had him at Texas A&M. He looks a lot like Mike. This guy's probably more polished than Mike was at this age. Brandon Clark, man, these guys won two straight state championships. This guy, Brandon Clark, has done a terrific job. We're going to take as many of them Derby kids as we can. I think that guy's not going to be at Derby very long if he has a choice. Or if anybody wants him, they're going to want to get him because he's a dang good football coach. And they've done a hell of a job. Brandon just helped us so much with this kid. He did a great job with us. Like I said, he is a terrific player. I think most of the credit goes to Deb, though, because she's the athlete in the family. But this kid really terrific student, great player. And the thing that you love about guys like this is when you ask everybody in the building, including SRO officers on the sideline, everyone has something great to say about this kid. Reminds me a lot of Montel Cozart, to be honest with you. And that's high praise. Great plays by this guy, very dynamic. Caught enough balls to sink a battleship this year. So, I mean, we're going to throw him the ball a bunch. I promise you. That's another one of my mom's sayings. She gets a little credit today. All right, Robert Topps. All right, Robert, when we met Robert weighed about 172 pounds. Well, he came in here the other day at 196. He's about 6'2", 196, plays safety. Dad's a coach. Mom is the matriarch. Awesome family. Lives up in the Windy City in Chicago. Really cool house. Made us some great food when we went up there. Terrific kid. Great student. Signed alongside of one of his teammates today who's going to Kansas State. So it's kind of crazy to see two Chicago guys going to Kansas and Kansas State. This guy's a long guy that can play corner. He can play safety. He always has a nose for the ball when you watch him on tape. The thing you can't do is you can't make him longer. And he's long. We needed some length in that back end. And he can do that. We think he's going to be a guy that can cover, so we can use him at corner. We think he might be a guy that could be an all-league safety. That's what I like to see. I like to see you turn on a tape and see a guy making a special teams play. And the thing that helps him do that is his length. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do is continue to get the profile of our team longer. He does a nice job of triggering, making plays. Really like this guy, Robert Topps, a lot. He stayed with us for a long time, been committed forever. Terrific kid. All right, the next one, Dom. Big Dom. Most of you guys know him. Dom has been committed to us for over a year and a half, 16 months. Man, there's so many great kids in this class. This kid is the one that I've got to take my hat off to more than any because of what he's done to build this class, to really draw attention to the Jayhawk Nation and really what we're trying to do here. And he stuck with us when people came knocking every day. Every day there was somebody big coming to knock on his door. But he believed in it. He saw the vision, and he knows what's going on here. Not only that, he's dang good. This dude can roll now. I mean, he can run. He's got terrific ball skills, but, man, he is a true back that can do a lot of things. One of the most productive guys in the state of Texas this year in a very difficult league. You see him playing at the Star there. They played almost all their games there. This guy's side-to-side movement and his acceleration is exceptional. Not only that, his ability to break tackles, he can do it in any and all ways. I love his vision. I love the way that he finds a way to get to the end zone. You know, he reminds me a little bit of the Cowboys guy because of his ability to accelerate and get to the edge fast. Like when he sees a hole, he can get there and that thing doesn't close on him. The other thing he does is he makes effortless cuts like this one right here that makes a huge difference in the end of that run. Not everybody can do that. This guy, to me, is going to be a guy that we will circle for a long time as maybe one of the stars in this class. I really feel like if he'll continue to be the kid he is, which I know he will, because of knowing his mom and his dad, Damian, one of the funniest dudes we've ever had come around here, but also a legend now in Lawrence after he came for his visit. That family has been terrific for us. We're just so happy that they are finally Jayhawks, and he's going to be lining up in the backfield, and we're going to be handing him the ball a lot. Fired up about that dude a lot. All right, next dude. Another guy out of Texas, Argyle, Texas. Todd Rogers, a longtime, old-time buddy of mine. We coached against each other for a long time. Back, he won a state championship at Marcus, and I was at Neyman Forest, I believe, way back in the day. And he's done a terrific job with this program. They've won a lot of games, been in a lot of state championships. And this kid is a center that we've really been needing some depth. And this guy is a guy that can provide it for us. He's a long guy. He is very strong. And if you know anything about Texas off seasons, those guys, man, they're going to go through off season every day. And it's going to be a grind. And they're going to be strong. Those linemen are going to go through powerlifting. And they're going to be in the weight room. So this guy is strong. He played on one of the more productive leagues in that level of play there in 4A in Texas. But this guy does a lot of great things. Some of the things that we really like about him is his ability to get out on screens and still be able to control his body to log people, understands pass protection, really talented player. Excited about having Jack. All right, next dude. Tony Hull strikes again. Another dude from Louisiana. Spent a lot of time down in the booth this year with those guys. Man, Tony's just where it starts. There's some terrific coaches down there. And loved our time down there this year. I know you're getting bored of me talking about it, guys, but you're going to have to put up with it because they're great. I love these guys down there. Met a lot of great coaches. This player right here is one of the finer ones in that entire area that's full of great football players. A very, very explosive guy, a guy that is a playmaker. Often really said by most of the coaches down there that this might have been the best receiver in that area this year, which is high praise with as many high-ranked guys as there are down there. This kid does a lot of things on special teams for you that makes you excited. He's got that top-end gear that he can take it to the house. He does some things for you in the special teams that you don't see a lot of guys do that you get excited about. His acceleration is terrific. Very good size guy. Very good size guy. Coach Jones is his coach there, and, man, what a stud. I mean, these guys do a heck of a lot with not a lot. They're amazing to go talk to because they don't require a lot. They just want to work. This guy does a great job of making play after play after play. And like I said, everywhere we go down there, everybody's talking about Tecolbe. We call him TK. And, man, this dude just made so many plays this year in one of the most difficult leagues in the country. I'm not talking about in that city. I'm talking about in the country. There are some ballers out there. All right? So that's kind of the guys that we basically added to our program today. And we're excited about all those guys. Now, I'm going to let Jeff go ahead and run this. And I'm just going to kind of recap a couple things that we did in December. Just some guys that we added. And you guys probably remember Peyton Bender, who's a quarterback that came to us from Itawamba. He was a teammate of Octavius. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Coach Coleman down there, who's been a great help to us. Coach DeBuck down in Cardinal Gibbons in Florida, who was a great help to us. Peyton's mom and dad were a great help to us. Terrific folks, man. Mike Bender, Kelly Bender is among some of the nicest people I've ever met. And I'm excited to have them part of our family. Hassan Defense, you may be seeing him here in just a second. I always mess around with our coaches, and I ask them. We do a little deal where we say, you know, who's your dark horse in the class? And it's amazing how many people said this guy right here. Hassan's a talented dude now, out of Kilgore, but out of Florida, Jacksonville, got to meet his mom and dad. His dad is an official for one of the college leagues out there. But this guy's a talented dude. We hope that great things are in store for him. And I know he's going to compete like crazy. J.J. Eckert, long-time friend of mine, is a head coach down there at Kilgore, was really helpful for us in that. Now, this next dude that you're going to see, man, don't be fooled by that hair now. I mean, he's a fancy guy. He actually, J.J. Holmes is one that, man, all of our coaches are excited about. a very talented guy. Ryan Rhodes, you know, down there at Hutch, did a terrific job of helping us with this kid.
He's one of the better D linemen that was out in the junior college ranks this year. He is a terrific player. The thing that's even better about him is his mom and dad, John and Pamela. They live down kind of in the Destin 30A area, and mom and dad run a tree cutting business where they deliver firewood and things like that. So the thing I love about this is every time that kid goes home, he's working with the rest of those kids. I mean, they don't like going home just a whole lot because they're going to work harder at home than they are here. And that's one thing that makes us understand that we're going to have a great player there because of his work ethic. Another guy that's new to us, a kid named Kerr Johnson out of California. A guy that we kind of got on a little bit late, kind of hit him a little bit. But, man, I'm really, really glad this dude's here. Very quick, explosive, great catch radius, has already picked up our entire offense, can play any of the spots already, finishes runs in the end zone. Kerr is a lot bigger than I thought he was, and that's what you hope when you get to see him, that he's going to be bigger than what he looks on tape. The things I like about him is this type of stuff right here. Most guys get tackled right there, and he pulls away, and he does it time after time. There's several plays on his tape that you see a guy that are – He does a great job of making something happen after the catch. And when we find guys like that, we want to put them on our team because there's a lot of guys that can get tackled. There's not many that can catch it and go do something with it after they do. That old boy right there had a tough day against him. But I like this kid. He won't say boo. He doesn't talk. I'm pretty sure he's mute. But he can play. And I like his old boy. He's a tough dude, so looking forward to adding him. This other dude I think is another sleeper in the class, Kyron Johnson. You guys know him. Coach, you can just keep letting it run. That way I don't stay up here. But this dude can run. He is legit 4.3 40, guys. I'm just going to tell you, there ain't many 4.3s out there. There ain't many 4.4s out there. There are very few 4.5s. This guy can flat fly. He can fly, and he will knock you out. We discovered him watching him in a practice one day, and he's already bigger. He's 6'2", probably closer to 205 pounds now. This guy's the type of guy that you want. TCU had a guy a number of years back named James Washington, played at Irving High School, and they took him. He played in the NFL for a long time, and he looks a lot like that guy. So he looks a lot like him. He had a lot of the same attributes. So like that guy. Willie McCallum, just saw Willie. No, this is Shaq, right? Okay, we got Shaq. Big Shaq, you know, he started for South Dakota State in our first game here. So excited about having this guy here. Long guy. His brother plays in the NFL for the Houston Texans. His grandma, just great, great people, man. She came on the video or on the visit, and this guy does a great job, man. And we went back and watched that tape against us. And for a guy that was a true freshman, he played really well in that game. Did a good job. We're excited about him being here. Who was that next? Was that Willie? Who was it?
Willie
McCallum. Okay. Willie, just saw Willie. I think he just did an interview. How'd he do? Was anybody in there? He did pretty good. Good, good. I'm not surprised. Well-spoken guy. This guy's a talented dude now. A guy that gives us that pass rush that we needed. We certainly needed to be able to find some people to help replace Damani Mosby. You know, I think him and Keyshawn are both guys that we really have high hopes for, and they're already here. Keyshawn Simmons, another D lineman out of Jackson, Mississippi. Both these last two guys, Micah Davis found for us. He's one of our graduate assistants. He found these guys. His dad's a head coach down there in the junior college ranks in Mississippi. Helped us find Peyton. Helped us find Octavius. Man, if you're a graduate assistant, that's how you make your name. So he found four really, really good players, and take my hat off to him. But this guy, Keyshawn, a lot bigger than what we thought he was. We think he could move down into a three technique if we needed him to, but he runs well enough to play on that outside. So I know that was a lot. I appreciate you putting up with me for that while, but I wanted to answer a lot of the questions up front because we're not going to take a ton. We've been here too long, and you guys are probably like, I'm ready to be done. So I'm excited about the class, man. Let's take some questions.
Don Williams and Octavius Matthews, could you see them on the field at the same time? A lot of me, should Don not be worried that Octavius –
Oh, Dom's not worried about anything. Dom is not worried about competing with anybody, which I is what I love about him. But answer your question, Tom, absolutely. They'll be on the field together. They may not be in the same position at the same time, but it's going to be nice to have the luxury of being able to line Dom up in the backfield and line Octavius up in the backfield and motion Octavius out to form four wides or three wides or whatever it is that we need to do and be able to stay in the same personnel grouping. Because that's where people start changing personnel groupings is when you sub people. So we think this guy gives us a big leg up that way because we can keep him on the field and do a lot with him. You know, we'll hand him the ball some. You know, he's a really good running back. But the thing that is going to be great for him is how many different ways we get him the ball. That's what we're most excited about with that guy. I mean, if he's better running the football, we'll hand it to him. If he's better catching it, we'll throw it to him. If he's better at both, we'll use him doing both. So we're going to have to wait and see. You know, let me say this. I'm excited about these guys, but they got to go earn it. I mean, they're not unlike anyone else. We don't know. We won't know for a couple years. That's yet to be seen. And that's the great thing about sitting where we sit right now is it's not about what anybody says, it's about what they do.
You asked your assistant who their sleepers in the class are. Who's your sleeper in the class? Do you have one?
I like Jay Denee a lot. I think his demeanor is one that just – I mean, I don't think Kenyon's a sleeper, but I like him a lot. I love Dom Williams. I think he's a terrific player. You know, if I were going to say a sleeper – I'd say it'd have to be Quan Hampton. I mean, I love Quan Hampton State. I think that dude can do a lot of stuff, and I love his demeanor. He's tough. He's a no-nonsense guy. Strong. I love that kid. I think he's going to be a terrific player. Liam Jones, another guy sticks out to me. I think he is a guy that, boy, it ain't a big deal until it's a big deal when you don't have one. You know, it ain't a big deal until it's a big deal. And I just feel like he's a guy. I mean, I'm sleeping a little bit better at night right now, knowing that he's a Jayhawk.
Your in-state progress in terms of recruiting, how much of it was progress for you and your staff, and how much was it this being a good year in Kansas? There seems like a lot of D1 recruits from the state and FCS recruits.
Yeah, Kevin, I think there's a little bit of both there. I think the consistent work by our staff is starting to pay off a little bit because there's a trust factor there whether we want to admit it or not. And you got to prove it to people, and that's done over time. It's not done overnight. But there's a lot of good players in this state, a lot of them. I mean, that was not the only ones we targeted. We didn't get them all, but we got quite a few of them. And the thing I love about it is if you look at the tape, they're all pretty good players. So we'll see what they do here. See what they do here. But, man, I am excited about the fact that we add that number of Kansans. Now we're starting to close the gap on that Kansas identity. Hey, we're never going to be able to be a 100% Kansas team, but nobody's going to be there 100%, I don't think. But, you know, I'll tell you this, we'll work towards getting that Kansas identity back.
Was the chance to get on the field quick kind of a big recruiting pitch for a lot of these guys, especially those skill players that you've talked a lot about?
Well, I mean, I think if you know anything at all about ball, I mean, there's people that lie about that. It's going to come down to what you do. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody they're going to play. You're going to have to earn it. And that's what we mark people off the list when they prove to us that they don't want to compete. Because we're not going to be able to do what we need to do here if you're not going to be a competitor. And we don't have time for you to learn how to become one. You either are or you're not. And if you're not, then we don't have time to teach you that. Some people have that luxury. We don't.
Coach, you have a strong number of JUCO players. Talk about their value as you see it moving forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously a lot of people in our profession will fill their needs, immediate needs, with some JUCO players. One of the things that I say every year is we're not going to just go get JUCO players. We're going to try to target qualifiers first. And we did that in this class with a number of these people. You know, Peyton Bender was a qualifier. You're talking about Shaquille was a qualifier. Kerr was a qualifier. Kyron Johnson was a qualifier. You know, we want to make sure that we're filling our team with academic successful type people. And then we take some risk, but we have enough people around them to where it can help foster the growth of those individuals and not the other way around. But what we feel like we did here was we addressed some needs where we couldn't afford to wait on young guys to get ready and to play themselves ready. And I think that was the thing that we did here, particularly on the D-line. Being able to give Dorrance some help on the other side, you know, I think was critical. Not just the pass rush side, obviously, because we've got other guys that are going to be terrific players that are already here, but we needed some six technique type bodies that could help us. And we needed some down linemen inside. And I mean, I'm fired up about JJ. I just hope he continues to produce like he's been producing to this point, because everything's pointing up on him right now.
Let's take two more questions.
Hey Coach, how much did you talk to Joe about Jay? Maybe how did he describe his younger brother?
You know, I talked to him quite a bit. You know, we live in Lawrence, so my daughter goes to school with him. I know the family really, really well because it's Joe's mom and dad. So, unfortunately for Jay and all the other ones, I probably know more than they want me to know, to be honest with you, which is good. But, you know, they're a terrific family. I mean, if you haven't met Joe and Jody, then, I mean, it's a treat. They're great people. I mean, and I just haven't heard many people in this city say anything but just glowing things about them. So their kids are very much like them.
Was this class even more satisfying than your first couple ones, just with kind of the guys you're able to bring in, the level of player, the level of talent?
I think each class has its own unique feel. And, hey, man, I learned just like our players do. I mean, I'm getting experience on the job here too. And one of the things that I have learned as a head coach, and I knew it as an assistant, but I guess you got to learn it over as a head coach, is it's going to take a couple of years. You just don't know. Until they learn how to do laundry and they learn, you know, how to change their own oil and do stuff like that. I mean, there's just a lot of things with young guys. But the level of player in this class, I think, is pretty high. But we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully they can continue to do that at this college level. I'm excited about them. I mean, they give us some dynamicness, which is one of those three things we talked about having a year from today when we talked about our goals. We felt like we wanted to meet those things. We kept trying to make sure that we were doing that.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day.